You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Before we get into the Christmas lights conversation, I do want to read you a letter that came in because this time yesterday we were talking about appliances and matching appliances and they all have to match and the brands have to match.
I loved that conversation.
I've never seen so many notes come in on a single day about a topic. It was so great. Dennis wrote in this morning. He says, "Hey boys, I need a huge favor. Yesterday, you had a hilarious conversation about appliances that I enjoyed very, very much. However, yesterday afternoon, I found I needed a new fridge. Here's the favor I need. I would really appreciate it if you guys did not talk about cars, houses, or anything else expensive for some time. Thank you. I appreciate it. Love the show. Dennis."
Well played, sir.
Well played, Dennis. Sorry about that, buddy. It's the law of attraction right there.
We get blamed for everything.
Man, I know. All right, now let's wander over to my personal Facebook page. And yesterday I posted one of those share things where you could share a memory. Mm-hmm. So I shared a memory from 7 years ago. And my little comment is, "I'm still taking this stance." Now, the comment says, "Christmas lights are pointless. Who's with me? You put them up, then you go inside, you close your shades, and you'll never see them or enjoy them. Pointless." And I felt like that was a mighty bold statement 7 years ago, so I might as well get the cheer brigade after me and repost it. And yeah, the comments started pouring in. I guess before we get to those, what do you think about that, Dom? The old putting up the lights and you don't ever see them.
Listen, I have something like 25-year history on this show of being the one guy, until you joined on, the one guy who just never understood. And I'm festive. I love the holidays. But I remember catching so much crap from coworkers and everything because my stance was always, I'm not going to go out there and do that. 1 year, I was going to put one single light on a stick in the middle of the yard.
That's great.
Just as my kind of passive aggressive way of saying, you want me to put up lights? Here, there's a light.
Yep.
I was going to put one light, and everyone who called into the show said, "You're essentially putting up a middle finger if you do that."
So it's the holiday bird.
Yeah, and then I did the thing where I put up the lights, and then I had the dummy hanging from the lights from the roof as if he had fallen off the roof. And I had neighbors mad about that because it was promoting something, I don't know what. So here's my stance overall. I think they're beautiful. If somebody came to my house and did it, I would have no beef.
Sure.
My only problem is doing it.
That's kind of where I am with you too. I mean, besides that you never see them, it's a lot of work to get out there and dig through and untangle them and make sure that they all go up. I mean, honestly, I wouldn't if it weren't for the kiddos. My kids like them. And Nicole, Knickknack, makes me go out and put them up.
So even after the kids leave the house, Nicole will still send your butt outside.
I'm guessing yes.
Okay.
But then it's back to the argument. Okay, they're up and they're on. We're inside. The front shades are closed.
Well, if
you don't
them. If you go by that, see, I'm not going by that logic, because if you do that, you would never do any landscaping on your property.
Funny guy Kevin wrote in on my Facebook yesterday. Here's his two comments. "Mowing your front lawn is pointless. Who's with me? You cut it, you go inside, you close your shades, you never see it or enjoy it. Pointless."
Yeah. Right.
Then he went on to say, "Flowers, they're pointless. Who's with me?
There
you
go.
Plant them in your front yard, you go inside, you close your shades, you never see or enjoy them. Pointless." Yeah,
I can't fall back on the argument that I won't ever see it because I'm inside.
With the lawn and the flowers, you're outside a whole lot more because it's warmer weather and it's summer. You're going to see it. You're outside a whole lot more doing stuff. Wintertime, yeah, you are bundled up inside. You're not looking at your lights. You're not looking at all your hard work.
You know, here's the thing that I would, because I don't want to go up on the ladder and staple lights up to my house. Again, if somebody came over and did it, fine. I have no problem at all. I just don't want to do the work. So I might be that person who goes and buys those spinning light things that you plug in and you just set on your lawn.
Yep.
And they shine up on your house.
I got a few of those.
Do you?
Yes, because it's a way to get a big old splash of color on there with very minimal effort.
Yeah, you just plug something in.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
So I'm thinking about that because I actually brought this up with Gretch the other day. And she, look, she knows who she married. She knows better than to say, you know, point to the door and say, get out and put. She knows I'm not going to do it. But she said something like, yeah, she goes, I'd like to pay one of those services to come do it. But,
my
you know,
buddy
it's expensive.
Matt does that. And I give him crap every year. I'm like, how lazy can you be?
Oh, I thought you meant he's the guy who gets paid to come
No,
do
but
it.
He hires the service that comes out and puts his lights up. He's how also the same cost? Guy that hires somebody to come scoop his dog poop, too. It's one of those mobile dog poop businesses.
Well,
I don't know. I'll have to ask
economy.
Him. I'll have to ask him how much it costs
Text him.
Text
him right now.
For some, he's probably listening. He listens every morning. Matt, well then, how much does it cost? Text me.
Matt, text your boyfriend Jeremy. And
yeah, let me know.
Tell him how much it costs. And don't
kisses.
And don't lowball it. Tell us exactly what you're paying. I want to know. Or a listener
I'd be
should
curious.
Call us and tell us right now. 303-691-1MIX. 691-1649. We want to know about A... If you're that person who like digs your heels in and refuses to get up on the ladder and do this, or if you've paid one of these services, how much does it cost? And were you happy with the service?
Or if you just want to waggle your finger at me and say, Jerry, you're just a Grinch. Enjoy the lights are for other people. They're not for you.
Let me ask you something. When your buddy Matt has the lights put up, do they look good? You've been to his house.
Yeah,
how do
they look?
Look
fine. It's nothing spectacular. It's not like lighting the city and county building. I mean, they just outline his roof. There's a couple in a tree.
It's not the Griswolds or anything like that?
No, it's nothing like that. Quickly, Carolyn just wrote in. She says, one time driving around, I commented about a house that always had decorations and lights for Christmas. And for some reason, that year, they didn't. My husband said, well, the wife probably died, and the husband was done with that BS.
Oh. Listen, more true than
more
funny.
More true than funny, Carolyn. Thank
That's
you.
That's for sure.
That's darn funny.
You've got comments. We want to hear them. Join the party here at the Dom and Jeremy Show. That's what I say when Gretchen asks if I want to go hang lights.
No!
We're talking about Christmas lights. Jeremy shared one of his old Facebook posts when he was talking about how Christmas lights are pointless, is what he said. And he says, because you put them up, you go in your house, and you don't see them. We were talking a little bit about the companies that you can hire out to come to your house and put them up. And you said your buddy does that every year. Did he write in and tell you how much he pays?
So he did. My buddy Matt, I texted him. I said, how much do you pay? He says, I think it's $600. Let me go look. And we waited a few minutes. And he did come back and say, I just checked what I paid last year. It was $800 last year.
$800. What does he get for that?
Like I said a little bit ago, I think it's just he outlines the roof of his house. There's some up in the tree. Uh-huh. It's really nothing that fancy.
Okay.
I guess maybe it's just so much because there's a liability issue there. Like if somebody falls off your roof, I don't know. But $800, dude, I'll come and do it for four.
He's going to take you up on that now.
He might.
Or he could hire Kevin, who's on the phone with us. Kevin, you work for a company that does this?
I do, yeah.
So tell me about that $800 price. Is that what your company charges or more?
Well, so my company primarily does like commercial properties. I have done a residence or two. That sounds like somewhat accurate. I mean, it's not cheap, put it that way.
It's insane.
But it also would probably be based on the size of the home. Like if you're in a two-bedroom, one-bath bungalow versus one of those McMansions down in Highlands Ranch, right?
It is going to be different. Matt has a good-sized house, so there is some coverage there. but really, come on, $800.
Kevin, how long does it take you to do this?
Well,
for a
it
house.
Depends on the,
for a house.
For a house, probably a half a day, maybe a full day, depending on how difficult it is, but for a house, it's not too difficult, and yeah, I mean, probably the labor is.
So you could basically, if it was an 8-hour day, you could charge $100 an hour to put lights up.
For an 8-hour day, that would be like I would say $800 would be like a half a day.
Half a day.
Between materials and labor, yeah, it's not cheap.
What kind of materials? You got to bring. What if I have my own lights?
Well, yeah, so some people do, and some people will, like, lease them out from us. So it's a little bit cheaper if you have your own lights, but
what?
A lot of companies won't even let you do that because they you know, they want the quality.
There are people out there renting Christmas lights to put on their house and then paying somebody else to put them up?
That's so good.
What a country!
Will you go in their house, Kevin, and put up their tree for them? I mean, will you do that too?
Probably not. We do interior on, like, businesses, so, like, office building. We do a lot of businesses downtown.
Yeah,
we do interior there, but not in house.
My goodness.
Well, now, wait
buddy.
A minute. Let me ask you something else. You're 800. Let's say somebody hires you for $800 to put the lights up. What do they have to pay you for you to come back and take them all down, or is that included in the 800?
It's included in the price. But like I said, 800 to me sounds cheap, but that could also be from a company that primarily does residences, so maybe their costs are lower.
They're a little more affordable.
but that you for us that would be included.
Well, like, what are you charging then? What do you do? What's, like, a big job for you? Like an entire office complex or
like an entire shopping center? So my biggest account has over 70 trees, and it costs tens of thousands of dollars for us to put it up for them every year.
So, like, say $50,000, maybe, is that right?
Yeah, that's in the ballpark.
Wow, buddy. Wow. And then how big's your crew?
My biggest crew is only about 6 people, but we broke it up over for that property. It took us a week to do.
Mm-hmm.
Still, you're making pretty good bank because that's just
like
one property.
$10,000 a day divided between 6 people.
Oh, yeah.
It's
lucrative because nobody, I mean, you guys are right. Nobody really wants to do it. So, and other businesses don't want to do it because it's pretty expensive for us to do it. So we have to charge a lot.
I learned something long ago that really dollars in business are often based on how much people don't want to do a certain job. That's one of the reasons that public speakers, you know, if you're a public speaker, many times you get paid really big dollars. It's because people don't like to get on stage. They don't like to talk, so they pay for it. The guy who cleans out septic systems gets paid pretty good because nobody wants to climb around down in that stuff. And now with Christmas lights, people don't want to go to all the trouble. So, yeah, it'll be a lucrative business. So
Kevin raises his hand and says, I'll do it.
I'll do it.
Yeah, I love doing it.
Have you ever gotten hurt?
No. And to be honest with you, this is actually my first year doing it. So still pretty new to the business. But I've always loved, I mean, I like putting up Christmas lights in my own house. Maybe that makes me a minority, but I like doing it. So I enjoy getting out there, and it's better than I used to be in an office job. So I prefer this and being out.
Good for you, man. You're working it, dude.
Well, we appreciate you, and we appreciate you listening to the show, Kevin. Have a great weekend, buddy.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, guys.
See you, Kev.
A quick note here from Angel. She goes, hey, boys, at our house, we only put up a couple of the inflatable decorations. Like Santa and the reindeer only takes about 5 minutes. Yeah. Of course, you have to be careful with the windstorms.
I hate those.
But it checks the box that says I decorated.
Yeah.
And then Molly, one more. Molly says, we have one of those backward houses. My husband is giddy about putting up lights and every kind of decoration you can think of. Well, I don't really care. I'm like you guys. I love the holidays, but I have no interest in hanging lights.
Yeah.
Call Kevin.
Kevin will do it. Cut him a check for $10,000. No problem.